This is The Balcony.
The Velvet Underground.
I'm talking about none other than Bootsy Collins.
In...
of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
The Yardbirds.
Chuck Berry.
Hawkwind.
Your...
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are. The replacement.
Ear hole.
Plural.
Yes.
Yes, I made your girlfriend laugh right before we started.
Good. That's the way it should be.
Yeah, first, welcome back, DJ Girlfriend.
All right. Kat Jackson made it back in the house. Hi, Kat.
Good to see you again.
All right. She's just going to sit there and play.
And not add to the show.
Not add to the show, which is okay. Because we don't have another microphone set up.
She said, well, she requested no microphone set up.
That's right. Just her ambience. Yeah. She provides the ambience.
Ambience.
Oh,
come on.
Everybody's...
Phone's ringing?
Phone's ringing?
We haven't even introduced ourselves yet. Your fucking phone is ringing. You're fired. Yeah, all right. New record, right?
Okay. That's right. Everything's going...
You're fired. My name is 90 seconds in and you're fired.
Thank you. Okay.
Before the introductions, you're
fired. Far out, man. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony, and I'm Balcony Radio, because Scott's fired.
Really? Oh. I'm just filling the void for some reason here.
Until Kathy can learn how to work the machine.
That's right. She's seen it enough. You know, she probably learned from me.
You know what button to press, right? It's that one right there.
Yeah.
There's that. All right, Scott, get the fuck out of here.
All right, see ya.
So let's get it going.
Okay, well, we got some good music tonight, and God, it's going to be great.
Can I talk about this one?
Sure.
We first talked about doing this person a while ago.
Oh, probably a year and a half ago.
Oh, I know. She was on the list when we first made the major big list, which we've now thrown away.
That's right.
Of all the artists. We had this long list. Now we're just like, oh, we're just getting to people and we'll get to them. But this one we talked about for a while because she hits a lot of check marks. R&B artist, lady, person of color.
Great singer.
And a great singer. But,
and
a
songwriter, too.
But, you know, we've been sticking to a lot of white guys with the guitars recently. So
right.
Let's
get real.
Well, yeah, let's get some fucking soul in the show.
Some serious soul.
And, you know.
It's Aretha Franklin. It's the 101 series, lesson number 96.
Yes.
About damn time.
Yeah, you really can't do better than Aretha. And she's one of those artists that I think has gotten to the point where you think of her and you think of three or four singles, which is a real bummer.
Yes.
Because
she has 40 years worth of music behind her.
She was an album artist all through the 60s and 70s, and all her records, basically up until disco, all her albums are great.
Absolutely.
So good.
Yeah.
Especially her 70s material. She never gets into hardcore funk, or she never, she did do her disco record. That's the stopping point when she does disco, but... She never does, like, hardcore funk, but she did, like, you know, like, 70s R&B music. And she kind of invented the sound of the 60s in a way. She wasn't a Motown artist, but had that same kind of, you know, same vibe.
Right, exactly. No, she was a gospel artist, first and foremost, and she...
She had a gospel voice.
Yes, definitely. And her sisters did, too, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
All three of them, or the other two, rather.
I'm only familiar with the other one.
So I think there were two other sisters who were also... One was a Motown artist, and one, I believe, stayed in the gospel ring.
I forgot their names.
So did I. But nevertheless, the whole family is in the music biz.
Well, one is Irma Franklin.
Irma, that's right.
She's the one that sang Peace of My Heart first.
That's right. And there was one that did a Doors cover of...
That's the same lady.
Is that Irma?
Yeah, that's Irma, too.
Light My Fire?
Yeah, she did Light My Fire.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
She's the one that crossed over, and the other sister is the one that stayed in gospel. She's the one we're forgetting.
Mm-hmm.
But let's focus on the Riri here.
On
Aretha.
Yeah.
So, she's still around, and we were just looking up some info on her, and it seems like she's hitting some hard times health-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And
but she's still out there performing.
She's still out there. She still performs. And like I said to you off air, I bet her ticket concert price is expensive.
Maybe, but
Aretha Franklin doing a one off. You're paying $150
at least, or $300.
Yeah, and she's playing casinos too. You're paying $100. You're paying more than $100.
True.
And they're not comping shit for you.
No. So but, it's a good show from her, I'm
it's
sure.
Just, it's good to know that she's still out there. She's right. Still kicking it. Mm-hmm. She looks good in a giant hat. I mean,
yes.
It's Aretha. She's immortal, right?
Yeah. Maybe we should get to it.
Yeah, let's get to it. So we're going to take a look at Aretha's career, and we're going to do it chronologically, which we sometimes do in the 101 series.
Yep.
And with her, it's kind of cool because she starts out as kind of a jazz singer, basically. they had her doing that Sarah Vaughan Billie Holiday shit.
That's right.
And it's so restrained. It's so weird when you're used to Chain of Fools or Respect to hear her early material, which is just piano and voice. It's shocking in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite a difference, that's for sure. When you're between doing Billie Holiday and doing Aretha Franklin,
yeah, you
know, it's all in the it's all just, in the voice.
Yeah, the voice is still there, but it just seems like she's being really held back. So let's check it out. This is something from her first album, which came out, I believe, in 1843.
I think that's
now,
true.
It came out on a wax cylinder.
Yes.
Now this is from her first record, The Electrifying Aretha. This is I Told You So.
I told you so, though you deserve it, because you know you left me crying for someone new. But all the heartache came back to you. Now you're begging me to take you back. I told you so, I told you so. You were king and riding high. You thought your new love would never die. While you were laughing, I cried alone. You wouldn't even throw me a bone. Now you're begging me to take you back. Things you sow, I know you should agree. I told you so, I told you so. You ought to learn to look before you leave. I told you so, I told you so. You can't win when you're a jumping jack. I told you so, I told you so.
Love for sale. true love for sale. Appetizing, young, young love for sale. Baby, we've got to have us a little talk. Gonna have to pack up my things, I'm gonna walk. You say a dollar goes from hand to hand, but before I see you go from woman to woman, I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep out in a hollow log. Yes, I would. I love you, baby, but you just won't be fair. I don't believe you know how to be on the square. Now go on and have your fun if you must, but before I'll have another man that I cannot trust, I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep out in a hollow log. Yeah, we'll be a sober right now, Daddy Harry. Yeah, yeah.
love you for. I tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How far would I travel just to be where you are? Oh, can anyone tell me how far is the journey sky. Oh, yeah.
All right, now she's done.
Wow.
Get out of here.
Okay. That was... like that. Very nice. How deep is the ocean?
How high is the sky?
How high is the sky? That was from a record called The Tender, The Moving, The Swinging, Aretha Franklin. Wow, they really went all out
they
of
really
the jazz
did,
with
yeah.
her. They really...
About 2 years later, they give up on that shit with her.
Boy, it's about time. I mean, looking at the titles of these songs, I mean, they really wanted to sell her as Billie Holiday or some new the new
I,
jazz.
I think she was supposed to be
jazz singer, man. Because
my guess is that she was supposed to be Dionne Warwick's competition.
Yeah, I guess that could probably be true.
Similar sound, about the same time, and Dionne was a huge fucking star when Aretha came out.
Oh my God, yes, she was doing.
That's my assumption. Like crazy, is because that's the only other person I can think who's doing that kind of material at that time.
Yeah, I guess that
Diana
would be
Ross
true.
Isn't still in Motown, so no.
Well, Diana Washington is still around at that
She's
time.
She's old.
She
by
is
then.
Old, and but there's a few. Maybe Ella Fitzgerald is still
Ella's old by then too.
Well, she's still singing. She's still pretty.
That's true. She was around until the '70s.
Vibrant
yeah.
at that time. She was around till the '80s.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So was Nina Simone. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nina Simone, there's another. You know,
Nina toured until the mid-80s, yeah.
So I guess you could, you know, position her to be any one of those.
Something
singers.
Like that. She was on par with one of those, and then just they decided, oh, let's make singles and make some money.
Exactly, that's what they.
You know,
soon
so that's what we're going to catch on the next set.
So you want to read off that set then?
Yes, I do, Scott.
Go right ahead, please, Anthony.
All right, so we started with, from her debut record, the electrifying Aretha Franklin, we pulled I Told You So to play for you. And then we moved on to a Cole Porter classic tune, Love for Sale, and that is from Aretha's collection, The Great American Songbook. And then an old-timey blues standard, Muddy Water, and that is from her record, Yeah, with 3 exclamation points. And then...
That's Aretha, man.
Exactly. And then one of our favorite Aretha songs, Soulville, and that is from her tribute to Dinah Washington called Unforgettable, which was Aretha's, I think, second or third official release. And you and I are familiar with that tune. So oh, we named God. One of our shows after that
That's
song.
That's right, exactly.
And then we finished up there with Aretha's version of the immortal Billie Holiday classic, How Deep Is the Ocean? And Aretha taking it slow, doing really
torchy.
You know, she's
that.
Doing it. She's doing it Edith Piaf style is how she's doing it. That's how she's doing it. And that is from a record called The Tender, The Moving, and The Swinging Aretha Franklin. And she is all those things and more.
I love it. I don't know how much of this voice I'm going
to... Yeah, you're all bragging. Oh, it's all cleared out. Yeah, it's good to go.
It was good to go a minute ago.
15 minutes ago. Now you're done.
Well, it's the things going on in the studio here. That's right.
What?
Well, never mind.
I was about to hand it to you.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I guess maybe that's a signal for us.
Is your arm hurt from all the twisting?
Oh, yes. It's killing me, man. So I guess we got to get back to music. So we're going to do some blues now. This is called I Wonder Where You Are Tonight.
Are you lonely like I am tonight? Have we lied to each other about this affair? If so, don't make me suffer. Just tell me you still care. Have you cried tears like I? Oh, and do you wonder as I do, should I call? I've heard for a lifetime, not knowing my fate. Is there still any hope there, or am I? Are you painting the town while I just sit around? It's so wrong when you know our love is so right. Have you cried tears like I have at all? And do you wonder as I do, should I call? I'll hurt for a lifetime, not knowing my fate. Is there still any hope, dear? Or am I too late? I wonder. All night long. Hey, it might be one.
several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
I am using radio voice. This is Balcony Radio.
If you want my love, if you really do, don't be afraid, yeah, baby. Just ask me. Yeah, I know I'm gonna give it to you. Oh, and I do declare,
I do.
I wanna see you with it. Stretch out your arms, little boy. You're gonna get it. 'Cause I love you.
I'm not afraid.
Well, there she's doing Sam Cooke a good thing there with You Send Me. My goodness, that was just mighty fine. That's from a record called Aretha Now.
Now?
Yes.
Here and Now.
Isn't that just nice?
That was really good, yeah.
Yes, indeed. That was a really good set.
Well, you can don't you read off the rest of it?
Well, I think I might. Because right. You can hear the influence of Atlantic Records coming in.
Yeah, I know. It finally starts, right?
Yes, exactly.
And they finally teach her to swing. God damn it.
Really?
Seriously.
We started with a song called How Deep Is the Ocean from the... No,
that's how we ended the last song.
Yes, well, I Wonder Where You Are Tonight. That's I Wonder Where Are You Tonight is the actual title. Where Are You Tonight is in parentheses. And that is from a record called Aretha Sings the Blues. Okay, right on. That was really cool. And then Good Times right after that from I Never Loved a Man the Way I Loved You. So I'm going to find more of these records. There's some of these records I haven't heard in their entirety, man. These were really cool. That was really nice. And then from a record that's simply called Aretha Arrives, and it's called Baby I Love You, and that is probably where the Atlantic record starts to come in there. That was really nice. And then right after that we had Since You've Been Gone, Sweet Sweet Baby from Lady Soul with Lady Soul was that's a good one. And then Aretha Now we finished up with You Send Me.
That's right.
Very nice indeed. Very
so
nice.
We're now into the late 60s material when Aretha becomes a mega star.
Oh yes, she starts pumping up the volume on this.
Yeah, I'd say for a good 5, 6, 7 years she's probably the biggest female recording artist in America. For, and you know, the 60, what do you want to call it? 67 to probably 74, 75.
Yes, that's fair.
Her and Diana Ross are probably the biggest stars, female stars.
She has some really, really big top 40 hits during that time.
A ton of them. So, you want to start playing some?
Oh, I think Mike, that's a good idea.
Oh, here's a good. Oh, yeah.
What's this called?
This is called Hey Scott. You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman.
Oh.
Looking out. On the morning rain, thank you. I used to feel so uninspired, and when I knew I had to face another day, oh, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, but you're the key to my peace of mind, because you make me feel, you make
your kiss helped me name it. Now I'm no longer doubtful of what I'm living for. And if I make you happy, I really don't need to do more. Because of you,
the tracks of my tears. all the best music is on.
Try and do it without laughing.
The Balcony.
Let me down, oh, show me that you care. ladies and gentlemen, right. I would like to say before we leave that you have been much more than I could have ever expected. I'd like to leave you saying, reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this a better world, yeah, if you can. We love you. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Why don't you make it a better world, yeah, if you can. Turn around and touch your brother, touch your sister. Reach out and touch, extend your hand, somebody's hand. Make this a better world, yeah, if you can.
Reach out and touch,
reach out and touch
somebody's
hand. Need I say more than that? Need I say more? No. Reach out and touch. Reach out and touch. Wherever you are, your brother's hand. Go on and make it a better world. I tell you, if you can. I love you. I love you. And I love you. Call me the moment you get back. I love you. Come on and reach out.
Live at the Fillmore in Fillmore West in San Francisco. Thank you very much. And yes. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. That was very nice. What? There's a year on that? I didn't see the year on that.
Heard the Fillmore is 68, I believe.
San Francisco, February 1971.
71.
February 7th.
Oh, that's 1971. Right. I was thinking of the Live in Paris is the late 60s.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
Heard the Fillmore. She did, like, I think... something like 3 shows in 2 days or something like that.
Yeah.
It was something insane, and they pulled her live record from that, and it's one of the best live records ever.
Yeah.
It's so good. And she does all the songs for those hippies. She really slays them.
And the shows that are on Wolfgang's Vault as well, those are just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, can't recommend that more.
Those are the complete shows, 100, top to bottom, and there was a couple of years that she did like multiple nights there.
It's mm-hmm.
truly amazing.
All right. So why don't I read this off so you can do some pluggaroos in a moment? All right. So we started with You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, the immortal Carole King song that Aretha just kills every time. And that is from her great, 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 great live record, Aretha in Paris. Lazy Soul, Aretha Franklin. And then her version of Tracks of My Tears, the Smokey Robinson Jam. And we pulled that from her record Soul 69, which is a great album as well. A bunch of covers on that one. And then her version of Son of a Preacher Man, not as well known as the Dusty Springfield version, but just as good, God damn it.
Oh my, yes.
And that is from Aretha's amazing breakthrough into the pop world album, This Girl's in Love with You. Such a good record. It's so, it's kind of perfect. It's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then entering the 70s, her 1970 record, Spirit in the Dark, gave us That's All I Want From You. And then we finished out there with a live song from her record, Live at the Fillmore West. And the last tune we played there, Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand. All right. Like oh, this. Yeah. Oh, like yeah. This? Oh, okay. Yeah. Keep it to hands, huh?
Yeah, really. Shaking hands here.
Yeah. She seems to be enjoying that. Let's do the pledge.
She's trying to ignore me, actually.
Yeah, I know. You're interrupting her kindling.
Yes. Okay. Well, we'll do the plug so we can get back to the music here. And
get back to her beating you Kat, at Words with Friends.
That's right. And Kat can kindle away all she wants.
Hey-o.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, first thing I want to tell you about is the email address, balconyradio@gmail.com. You can send just about anything you want to that email address in the form of a word or an electronic form called mail. Email. balconyradio@gmail.com. Did I say something
there? You're
a
fucking dork.
I don't know. So send questions, comments, requests. If you got an idea for the 101 series that you'd like us to do, then by all means, we would like to hear a suggestion from you. We are more than open to suggestions. So balconyradio@gmail.com. And, of course, that leads you right back to the website, which is balconyradio.com. A multitude, a plethora of things happening at that place. First of all, you can subscribe to our RSS feed, full instructions on how to do that. Great big orange splat right there in the front of the webpage, which you can click on. It's a splat, all right, and it will take you right to the information on how to subscribe to the RSS and get every single one of the shows we drop on the website, which is twice a week. And, of course, they drop on Sundays and Wednesdays, and all of those shows are there as well, all of our past episodes. Sundays we drop one of our multitudes of genre shows. We have a soul show. We have a country show. We have a jazz show. We have a psych show. We have a stone show. We have so many shows. It's just too many to talk about in this short period of time that I have. But you can get them all on Sunday nights. And Wednesday nights, you get the 101 series, which is explorations and topics like this show right here in music, which we do people's places and things and whatever kind of subject we think about, we can just throw it together in a musical fashion, and we give it to you in about an hour and a half and 2 hours, and, you know, that's the 101 series, and we drop those on Wednesday nights. So you get two shows a week, and it's just something to kind of get you through all the kind of weirdness that's happening in the week. So that's kind of fun. And all, like I said, all of our past episodes are there at the website as well. And they are categorized in a nice, great, big, beautiful grid right there at the front page. And you can just click on the square that you want, and the shows will pop up right there in front of you. Or you can just go to the most recent shows, which is a nice big square up in the upper left-hand corner. And you click on that, and you get the five most recent shows that we've done. Isn't that just too much fun for words? And that is happening there at the website.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And you can also check out...
Was I supposed to jump in there?
No. Go back to what you're doing. Yeah. So you can also check out our links page, which is right there. There's a whole bunch of things that we are into that we'd like to, foist upon you. But there's also some friends of ours who have some websites as well who do some pretty fine things, and we'd like to tell you about those as well. So they are there as well on the links page, and you can go to the history page and see how this crazy thing called balconyradio.com first started, where it all became, and, you know, what's gone on and so forth. And you can also do, you can friend us at Facebook at Balcony Radio FM. But the website has so much fun. Please go around and just check out all the links. It's, you know, it's fun to do for a few minutes. You know, it's like, oh, that looks kind of cool. That looks kind of cool. It's kind of fun to noodle around. Oh, and by the way, one more thing. There is a donate button on the front page there, and that's on all of the pages, where you can, you know, help us along. And we just like to help. You know, you can donate whatever you want. It's, you know, it helps us keep things running here. It keeps our bills paid. And, you know, we're not making any kind of a profit. We're making no killing here whatsoever, man. This is just strictly for fun. So, but, you know, we'd like to get a little help from you as well. So, and those of you that have donated, thank you very much for your kind and generous pennies and dimes in the hat. And, you know, please help us out. My goodness, it's so much fun. And like I said, Balcony Radio FM at Facebook, and it's just happening there, and we drop all kinds of things on that Facebook page. You know, we put things up there that are music related, whether it's artwork or information or articles, or, you know, there's things going up all the time. And of course, you get all of our new shows informed there, you know, posted there on the Facebook page. Okay,
let's play some music.
I shall. Didn't I blow your mind?
I gave my heart and soul to you, boy. Didn't I do it, baby? Didn't I do it, baby? I gave you the love that you never, ever, ever knew, boy. Didn't I do that, baby? Didn't I do that, baby? I've tried so many times and that's no lie. It seems to make you laugh each time I cry.
Baby, can you dig it?
Did I blow your mind this time? Didn't I?
Yes, you did, yes, you did, yes, you did.
Tell me, did I blow your mind this time? Didn't I?
Yes, you did, yes, you did, yes, you did.
Didn't I think that, babe? You know that I thought that, baby. But this time I am really leaving you, boy. Don't you know that, baby? I know you know that, baby. To tell the more I walk down that
door.
Bergman and the Animals.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cooler than the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Echo and the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
Just the Flying Burrito, brother.
Burritos. Mm-hmm. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Bye.
myself up, just trying to please me. I'm down with the flame. Here for the moment, gone forever. Here for the moment, gone forever. Here for the moment, gone forever. Said the sister from Texas. We're gone forever, here for the moment, gone forever. Said the sister from Texas. I've seen come and go for as long as I've been here. Yeah, there just ain't very much more now that can make me cry. Yeah, woman was born to love and to lose man and vice versa. There's just one more thing I gotta get up to, and that's the real that I was born to die. Yeah, yeah, hey. But I'm in there fighting every day because I got a few more dreams in me. And I wonder will the day come when every man with a heartbeat beating knows that he's free.
Sister from Texas, oh yeah. Hey Now Hey, the name of that record.
Hey Now Hey.
Hey Now Hey, hey. That sums it up. So that's great. The titles of her records just sum up sum up her.
Just, her next one was called Guttural Utterance, right? It's going, that's right. All right, should I? Why don't...
go right ahead.
Let me do it this
Okay,
time.
Go right.
All right, so we started with her version of Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time, which is a Harold Melvin song, right?
Yes, it is.
That's right. And that is from her record Young, Gifted, and Black, which you and I are 2 out of 3 of. Hey-o. Hey-o. And then we did a live version of R-E-S-P-E-C-T, Spell It Out Yourself, 1972, live in Philadelphia, and that is from a record called Oh Me, Oh My. And that's,
I'm sorry, Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time is a Delphonic song. I'm sorry. It was done by the Delphonics, as I remember. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to distract you.
Yeah, you're... No, wait.
Didn't I blow your mind?
Yeah, you're right. It is the Delphonics, yeah. All right. Didn't Harold Melvin do it, too?
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Because that sounded right. But yeah, you're right. It is the Delphonics. It's on their greatest hits. Because Tarantino used it in Jackie Brown.
That's right.
Yeah, I saw that recently. Mm-hmm. All right. Saw it again. Oh, it holds up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. So well. All right, and let's see. And then we played Spanish Harlem, which is Scott's favorite Aretha Franklin song.
Love it, man.
And that is the title track from her record Spanish Harlem, which is pretty freaking funky for Aretha.
Yes.
And then we moved on to the Religious Material, and she's put out a couple of gospel records. They're both live, and they are... Let's just say for you are some kind of agnostic,
incendiary.
I think. Yeah, you're some kind of an agnostic, and I'm an atheist. And both you and I could find some Jesus with Aretha
right.
Franklin.
Okay.
And that's
some
from
spirituality.
Yeah, that's from her record Amazing Grace, which is her at the new, what is it, the New Temple Mission Baptist Church, which is here, isn't it? Isn't it in South Central?
South Central Los Angeles.
I believe it is. Yeah, that's right. LA, January 13th, 1972. It's just her playing this tiny Baptist church that was renowned for its choir, and shit.
She killed it, man. She totally killed it.
Oh, right on, man. That record is great because it's the whole performance with the preacher introducing her to, which I was going to play, but it's almost 3 minutes long because he does the whole bit. It's a bit much. And Lady Soul, Aretha Franklin, come to teach y'all some. He does all that. It's just too much.
It's a full introduction.
Yeah, and the rest of the record is just, fuck. It's really, really, really good. Mm-hmm. And that's called Amazing Grace. Go get it, seriously. And then we finished up there with Sister from Texas, which is Aretha, moving into the mid-70s from a record called Hey Now, Hey.
Right.
Hey Now, Hey.
Okay, right.
I mean, you
can
put the stress wherever you want, right? Hey yeah. Now, Hey. Hey Now, really. Hey.
That's right. It's hey, a multiple now. Interpretation.
Hey.
This.
Hey Now, Hey.
There's no punctuation, actually.
You can't
in
go
that
wrong.
Title.
Put a fucking comma in there, Aretha.
Really? Some exclamation points now.
Jesus.
Just to slow things up. Yeah. Well, so anyway, we're going to move into the last set of the show now.
Yeah, so this is late 70s to 80s Aretha. We're going to proceed lightly with caution because she had a bad 80s. Aretha had a couple hits in the 80s, surprisingly so, but...
Not too many. No, it was a little light there.
The material is she has the same problem that everyone else does in the 80s. The production is way too slick in a lot of synthesizers. And even her record covers were embarrassing looking because it's just like, come on, Aretha.
She's got 80s fashions going.
Yeah, just sing Natural Woman again. Come on, don't dick around. But
she's trying to modernize.
No, she didn't modernize. I mean, she had, The Freeway of Love was a big hit.
Yes.
And I couldn't bring us to play that. We just can't play that. So we're going to tread through the last, two decades plus, 3 decades, really, of Aretha's career. We're going to tread through that pretty lightly here in the last set.
In 5 songs.
Yeah, pretty much. But let's start with something from the late 70s. Here's 8 Days on the Road.
Eight realize a real love can be. Oh, when you're making love to me, come on and
love me forever.
Never, never let me go. Oh, baby, now, baby, now, oh, baby, now, yeah.
Love me forever.
Carry me away for long. Your love has done for me. I was looking for someone to raise me, ooh, and make me dance to a different beat. Come on and
love me forever.
Never, never let me go. Ooh, baby, ooh, baby, ooh, baby, ooh, baby, ooh, 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 ooh.
Just leave me forever.
An endless
Well, that's from one of the older records, so we're into the show. Just had to play it. Running Out of Fools, the name of the record. So that Mockingbird, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it is a brand new release. They're digging out a lot of her old stuff and remastering it now. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So like, that's right.
She hasn't put out a new album in maybe 10 years plus, I think. The last one was Duets, I think.
Yes.
And they're she's getting the repackaging treatment now.
Good.
Yeah,
right.
Good for her. Yeah, seriously.
She's got about 90
material's
records.
Great. Yeah, I know. The material's there. Do it. Make it sound good.
Yeah, right on, man.
All right. What do you read at this time?
I think I might. So we started with 8 Days on the Road, which is a really cool song. I really like that one. Mm-hmm. Let Me In Your Life is the name of the record. And then we jumped ahead, way ahead, excuse me, to a record called Sparkle. That's not the soundtrack to that really hideous movie, is it?
I think it is, yeah.
Oh, goodness. Jump, is that the Van Halen?
No, it's not.
Some other Jump.
You
okay.
were not paying attention to the
no,
show.
No, I guess not. Well,
no, she does a great version of Panama, though.
Okay. And then we jumped ahead to a record called Aretha from 1980, and then the song was called Love Me Forever. And then we jumped ahead to another song record. We heard her duet with George Michael, and I Knew You Were Waiting For Me was the name of that song. And then we went to the last song of the show, which was from the record Running Out of Fools and her version of Mockingbird from deep in her catalog. And my goodness, that's the end of that 101 series show, the 101 lesson. Wow. Do you realize how many shows we've been doing this, lessons we've been doing?
I'm still fucking it up.
Lesson 96 of the 101 series, right. Aretha Franklin.
Well, you know what? Yes. I guess 1,500 games into the streak, Cal Ripken still made errors, right?
You know, that's probably not true.
Yeah, he'd mastered his position by then.
I think after 3,000 games, I think he probably has a good hold on what he did.
We don't.
None okay. whatsoever.
Let's get out of here.
Yes, anyway, thanks for listening. If you like what you listen to, send us an email at balconyradio@gmail.com. And, of course, visit the website balconyradio.com. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us and Aretha for the past couple hours. And you wanna get some more church in you?
Oh, yes. Heavens, yes. Let's get it in us right now.
I see what you did there.
Oh.
Heavens, yes. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. From a record called More Gospel Greats, we're ending this show with a song called Old Landmark.
Yeah, dig this. This is good.
See ya.
Let us kneel down in the old time. say yeah. Say it again.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Dr. Dog.
It's the new Bell and Sebastian. Do you like it?
Balcony Radio.
Al Green.
Jackson 5.
Lady Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Alice Cooper.
David Bowie.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Gene Vincent.
Buddy Holly and the Cricket.
Through.
Mr. Alan Toussaint.
Your
incredible string band.
Ears.
Mm-hmm.